ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्। अनिराकरणमस्तनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु, ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः। सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि द्वितीयः खण्डे चतुर्थः मन्त्रः, फोर्थ् मन्त्र। एस् वि सा फालोयिङ्ग् दि टीचर्स् क्वश्चन्, स्टूडेण्ट् गेव् अ ब्रिलियण्ट् आन्सर्. An indirect answer, but it was very revealing. It soon expressed his clear vision. His understanding also was exactly in keeping with the teacher's vision. If we imagine the situation, the teacher was happy with the student's answer. The student also was very thrilled that he was appreciated. And the class ends. The teaching was over that day. Then the same content of the dialogue happened between the teacher and the student is continued and summarized by the Upanishad. That's what we see. So the fourth mantra, what exactly is aparoksham jnanam? What is exactly aparoksham jnanam? It is not like a knowledge of an object knowingly, directly or indirectly. It is the immediate knowledge of the truth obtained as the innermost essence at the very content of I. The truth of I is Brahma. The truth of I. What is Samyak Jnanam? What is Samyak Darshanam? Samyak Darshanam means perfect vision, clear, accurate vision, knowledge of the truth. So what is Samyak Darshanam? There should not be any confusion. The previous mantra we saw, it is not that easy to shift the identity from the mind. Somehow, repeated listening can help one to shift the identity from the physical body. Even that is difficult. But shifting the identity from all the subtle aspects, but still is difficult to be objective towards one's own mind. Being objective, becoming objective towards one's mind is very difficult, because mind is constituted of thoughts, and every thought modification, vrittihi, antahkarana vrittihi, irrespective of whatever is the thought form, whatever the thought is pertaining to, every thought is in and through pervaded by consciousness. So this abstract formless reality, attributeless reality, is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, but that consciousness is this swarupam of the I, truth of the I, the knower. Because as the knower of the thought, knower of the thought, illuminator of the thought, is non-distensibly inseparable. Inseparable. So it is difficult to discern the consciousness alone and to claim that consciousness alone as the content of I. Even though there is inseparability, still taking the consciousness as I, claiming the consciousness as I, and being objective towards that thought is really strenuous. Strenuous in the sense, not physical strenuous, intellectual strain. The sense that needs much sharper intellect. Somehow, the identity will be retained in the intellect. That is why, in the very opening quarter of this mantra, Upanishad says, Pratibodha viditam matam. Viditam is matam. What is samyak darshanam? When is the Atma is said to be really known? When is it known? Pratibodha viditam chet matam. Otherwise, na matam. Otherwise, there is no clear vision. Take it for granted. Only if this abstract, formless reality arrived at in terms of its nature of pure knowledge or consciousness is discerned from every thought modification cognitively and distinguished and distinctly taken ownership of, claimed as the truth of I, the swarupam of the knower, then the distinctly known, the consciousness distinctly known, when it is known, only then Brahman becomes the known. Brahman is the known. Otherwise, there is still either erroneous knowledge or doubtful knowledge. Either there will be samshayaha or there will be viparyayaha. Samshayapurnam jnanam, doubtful knowledge, erroneous knowledge is really as good as ignorance. That is why Upanishad first makes it very clear what is samyak darshanam. Okay. And we understand the benefit of jnanam also. It is because we can't take it for granted. We can't ignore it. We can't reject it. We can't just leave, okay, I'm not interested in that subject matter. Let me leave it. Okay. Children go to college, universities, and they study something and they hardly they find it boring, they get interested, they leave the course and go to some other course. Sometimes it happens. But here, oh, it's very strenuous. I'm not interested. Like that, we cannot leave this. Okay? Pursuit of Brahma Jnanam. If we leave, but we have to wait for some other time. Sometime or the other. We have no choice. We have to discover this truth. Samyak Darshanam is very important because it is the Samyak Darshanam, the clear vision of the Atma, the reality obtaining as the very truth of Aham, which alone should be taken as the meaning of the word I, absolutely. It is only because of that jnanam, one can attain freedom. The choiceless goal of moksha, immortality, is only in discovering this truth. That's why it's a choiceless. Knowledge also is choiceless. And of course, it is not to accomplish such jnanam, one must have that eligibility, and that eligibility a person earns when his mind is prepared adequately with all Pradhan Chatushti Sampattihi, with the adequate qualification, and the person accomplishes the goal, then definitely a person accomplishes the goal of knowledge and his goal of moksha becomes accomplished as it were. This we understood, Atmana Vindate Viryam Vidyaya Vindate Amritam. Okay. Patibodha Viditam Matam Amritattam Hi Vindate Atmana Vindate Viryam Vidyaya Vindate Amritam. You all have understood the meaning of the entire mantra thoroughly. We started seeing the Bhashyam part. Let us continue there. We saw yesterday, Anyat Dwaram Antaratmanaha Na Vijnanaya. Antaratmanaha Vijnanaya Anyat Dwaram Na. Other than discerning the consciousness from every cognition. Countless number of cognitions may be there pertaining to various objects. But in all those variable cognitions pertaining to various variable objects, what is invariably present, continuously, changelessly, is the consciousness. This is how it has to be arrived at. Anyat dwaram antaratmanaha vijnanaya nasti. There is no other means or entrance, way of arriving at that reality. There is no other means of knowing the innermost self. Okay. We have to see the next paragraph. Ataha. Pratyaya pratyagatmataya viditam brahma yada. Put correctly, yada pratyaya pratyagatmataya brahma viditam tada eva tad brahma matam. Only when Brahman is known, Brahman is known as the truth of the thought, as the illuminator, knower of the thought, as the innermost self, the essence of the thought, then alone Brahman is known. That only then that is said to be Samyak Darshanam, a clear vision of the reality. Then Samyak Darshanam iti artaha. Okay. This is stopped yesterday. Correct? Okay. Sarva Pratya Darshitve. Now every word is very important here. Sarva Pratya Darshitve. So every word, I want you to understand first. Sarva pratyaya darshitve cha upajanana apaya varjita drik swarupata. Sarva pratyaya darshitve cha upajanana apaya varjita drik swarupata. Nityatvam Vishuddha Swarupatvam Vishuddha Swarupatvam Atmatatvam Vishuddha Swarupatvam Atmatatvam Nirvisheshata Ekatvam cha Sarvabhuteshu Siddham Bhavet. It's a very beautiful line, Bhagavatpada's unfoldment of the nature of the reality. And what is that? When we discern the consciousness from the thought cognitively and claim that consciousness as one's own surupam, and what is the surupam? What exactly is the nature of that reality? He said, sarva pratyaya darshitve. First, atma is sarva pratyaya darshi. Yesterday also I explained this. Sarvan pratyayan pashyati iti sarva pratyaya darshi. So atma has the status of being the only seer of knower, illuminator of all the variable cognitions. Sarvesham pratyayanam darshi. Darshi is an akaranta shabda, seer. The only seer, knower, illuminator of all the variable cognitions. Sarva pratyaya darshi. Then, cha and upajanana apaya varjita drik swarupata. Drik swarupata. So, sarva pratyaya darshi already I said. Again, drik swarupata. Again, atma has this abstract reality, formless, attributeless reality, has the status of being, has the nature of seeing, knowing. Therefore, it has status of being the seer. But how? Upajanana apaya varjita drik, drik swarupata. See, the word upajananam, make it upajananam. Different meanings are given. Upajananam, one meaning is birth. Okay, birth, origination. We take the word, meaning of the word upajanam as birth, then you can say apayaha, we taken as death. Upajanana apaya varjitam. So, no birth and no death. Otherwise, no increase and no decrease. Upajanam means increase, apaya means decrease. Different meanings are there. It is devoid of, atma is devoid of, free from this upajanam and apayaha. Free from birth and free from death. Free from it. It is subject to any change, so there is no increase and no decrease. No expansion and no contraction. All the different meanings are there. So, upajanana apaya varjita drik swarupata. So, it is of the nature of non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, knowing nature, drik swarupata. So it is of the nature of, it is ever endowed with the nature of being the seer without any expansion and diminution. It's free, being free from birth and death, it's ever of the nature of being the seer. Drikswarupada. The Nityatvam, of course, it has a status of being eternal. This abstract reality is, why I have to talk about, instead of using the word Atma, this abstract, formless reality, consciousness, is endowed, it has the status of being eternal, Nityatvam. Vishuddha Swarupatvam. Again, it has a state, this, it has the status of being the nature of absolute purity. Vishuddha Swarupatvam, absolute purity. When you say purity, I mean it is not contaminated or polluted by anything. So it is free from all blemishes and limitations. So birth, death, punyam, papam, all these are not there. Because that reality alone should be taken as I. So Vishuddha Swarupatvam, Atmatvam. Again, Atmatvam means what? This abstract reality has the status of being the innermost self, innermost essence. So Atmatvam implies all pervasively, it has the status of being the innermost self, means there's nothing beyond the consciousness. So Atmatvam, it has the status of being the self. Status of being the self means it has the status of being the innermost essence. Thereby, this consciousness is beyond the thought. What is beyond the thought is consciousness, but nothing beyond the consciousness. That is why it is said to be having the status of being the innermost essence, the innermost self. Atmatvam. Vishuddha Swarupatvam, Atmatvam. Then Nirvisheshata. Nirvisheshata, also this reality has the status of being free from all attributes and conditions and limitations. Nirvisheshata. Then Ekatvam, oneness. This is very important. All these words are okay. Sarva pratya darshitve cha upajanana apaya varjita drik swarupata nityatvam vishuddha swarupatvam atmatvam nirvisheshata. Then ekatvam cha. Then oneness. So Atma is the nature of oneness. Atma has a status of being the only reality. And this Atma, how? Sarva bhuteshu siddham bhaved. When sarva bhuteshu siddham bhaved means, this abstract formless reality obtaining as the innermost essence, being the only reality, obtaining in all the beings also, that vision becomes accomplished. Sarva bhuteshu siddham bhavati. Siddham bhavet. See, when a person arrives at reality as that which obtains as the innermost essence of oneself, in the wake of that vision, a person understands the same reality, having this swarupam, being the only reality obtaining in all the beings also, becomes, that vision becomes accomplished. Sarva bhuteshu siddham bhavati. That reality having the swarupam in all the beings also becomes accomplished. Suppose if a person understands one's own swarupam being Atma, the standpoint of the vision of one's own swarupam, one can understand the swarupam of every other being, every other person, every other being, being the same Atma. One can understand the essential oneness of all the beings. One can understand the indistinctibility of the only reality of all the beings also. So, sarva bhuteshu siddham bhavet. The beautiful words. Now he says, sarva bhuteshu ekatvam cha sarva bhuteshu siddham bhavet. The oneness of consciousness obtaining in all the beings also becomes accomplished. The vision becomes accomplished. Then how? He gives example, beautiful example. A good regular example, the space example. So, lakshana beda abhavat. That due to the absence of difference, lakshana beda abhavat. Beda abhavaha is there. There is absence of difference. How do we say the Atma obtaining in all the beings is one and the same? The essential nature of all the beings is one and the same. Because there is lakshana beda abhavaha. So lakshana beda abhavat, due to the absence of differences, and divisions. Lakshana bheda abhavat. How there's absence of difference? It is said, vyomnaha iva. Just as there is absence of difference of the space. I mean, the space is free from divisions and differences. The space is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. So, vyomnaha iva, like of the space. Ghata giri guhadishu. So, the space obtaining in the enclosures such as part and on the hills and also inside of the caves of the hills. Guhadishu. When the space obtaining within the caves of the hills, now on the top of the hills, and in other enclosures such as part, etc. So, ghata, giri, guhadishu, vyomnaha, beda, abhavaha, vyomnaha, beda, abhavaha, iva. Just as there is non-difference on the part of the space, a divisionlessness on the part of space, even though space seems to be divided, obtaining in all this, the part, the top of the hill and inside of the caves, etc. So also here, this consciousness is one without difference and divisions. ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಭೇದ ಅಭಾವಾತ್ ವ್ಯೋಮ್ನಃ ಇವ ಘಟಗಿರಿ ಗುಹಾದಿಷು. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸೊ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್. ದ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ದೋ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಪಾಟ್ ಆನ್ ಅ ಮೌಂಟನ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಕೇವ್, ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚೇಂಜಸ್. ಸೊ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಭೇದ ಅಭಾವಾತ್ ವ್ಯೋಮ್ನಃ ಇವ ಘಟಗಿರಿ ಗುಹಾದಿಷು. ವಿದಿತ ಅವಿದಿತಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಅನ್ಯತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಆಗಮ ವಾಕ್ಯಾರ್ಥ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಉಪನಿಷದಿಕ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಆಗಮ ವಾಕ್ಯಾರ್ಥ. ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷದಿಕ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್? ವಿದಿತ ಅವಿದಿತಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಅನ್ಯತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ? ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಕ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ನೋನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಕ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಅನ್ನೋನ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಕ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ನೋನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಅನ್ನೋನ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಇವನ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಡೇ ಒನ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಡೂ ದಿ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್, ಇವನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ basic class I do also, I always repeat this sentence. Pooja Swami used to repeat this sentence: distinct but not distant. That's why anyat, the word anyat says definitely atma is distinct from the known and the unknown, which means it's other than the known and the unknown. So being other than the known and the unknown, atma is never available for objectification, and it always obtains as the are, a very swarupam of the subject. But once you arrive at the atma, understand atma is neither the subject nor the object. It is neither the known object nor the unknown object. It is neither subject nor the object. It is distinct from the known and the unknown, obtaining a very swarupam of the knower. ಸೊ ವಿದಿತ ಅವಿದಿತಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಅನ್ಯತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಆಗಮ ವಾಕ್ಯಾರ್ಥ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧ ಏವ ಉಪಸಂಹೃತ ಭವತಿ. ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧ ಏವ ಉಪಸಂಹೃತ ಭವತಿ. ದಟ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. The sentence revealing the fact of Atma being other than the known and the unknown is actually pure, clean statement of fact. Clean statement of fact becomes very clear in this manner. And that sentence becomes actually here summarized. Parishuddha eva upasamhritaha bhavati. Now that sentence becomes actually clear, and it is concluded also here. Drishtehe drashta, shrutehe shrota, matehe manta, vijnatehe vijnata. ಇತಿಹಿ ಶ್ರುತ್ಯಂತರಂ. ನೌ ಹಿಯರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ದೃಷ್ಟೇ ದ್ರಷ್ಟ ಶ್ರುತೇ ಶ್ರೋತ ಮತೇ ಮಂತ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತೇ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತ ಇತಿಹಿ ಶ್ರುತ್ಯಂತರಂ. ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಅಂತರಂ, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಉಪನಿಷದಿಕ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where again Atma is said to be drishtehe drishta, seer of the drishtihi. Drishtihi here means drishtihi ikaranta stilinga shabda. So drishtehe is the positive case, not seer, seer of the vision. Shrutehe shrota, shrutihi means hearing. So drishtihi seeing, shrutihi hearing. Vijnatihi knowing. See all nouns, I want to understand this. Drishtihi, darshanam, shrutihi, shravanam, matihi, mananam, vijnatihi, vijnanam. It's all nouns. So feminine gender words. So drishtihi, seeing or sight, shrutihi, hearing, matihi, thinking, vijnatihi, knowing. Now what a positive case of all these words? Drishtehe, shrutehe, matehe, vijnatehe. So here, shrute, drishtehe, drashta, atma. Shrutehe, shrota, atma. Matehe, manta, atma. Vijnatehe, vijnata, atma. So seer of the seeing, power. Seer of the seeing, or sight, or vision. Hearer of the hearing. A thinker of the thinking, knower of the knowing. Drishtehe drashta, shrutehe shrota, matehe manta, vijnatehe vijnata. So again, drashta, shrota, manta, vijnata. All these words are rikaranta shabdaha. So the seer of the vision, sight, seer of the seeing, hearer of the hearing, thinker of the thinking, knower of the knowing, iti, hi shrutyantaram, is the atma. It means the one who has all these qualifications. If you ask, is Atma the seer? No. From the standpoint of Atma, Atma is not the seer, not the hearer, not the thinker, not the knower. But without the Atma, from the standpoint of the standpoint of all these functions, of course the seer, hearer, thinker, knower is Atma. So all these attributes, Atma is free from all these attributes of being the seer, hearer, thinker and knower. Atma is not the knower. From the standpoint of consciousness, as the truth of the I, Atma is not, Atma is free from all these attributes. So seer, thinker, hearer, knower are all attributes, the qualifications. Because there cannot be the seer, thinker, knower without the Atma. But Atma, by its very nature, is not involved in any functions, is not free from all these attributes. Why he has to say this? Because this is where discerning is very important. Even the qualifications are different. All these different qualifications Atma seems to be having from the standpoint of the subtle functions and powers. The standpoint of Atma is free from all qualifications and attributes. So we can say the seer is Atma, Atma is not the seer. The hearer is, of course, Atma. There's no hearer. There cannot be hearer without Atma. But Atma is not the hearer. The thinker is Atma. There can't be thinking without the Atma. But Atma is not the thinker. The knower is Atma, but Atma is not the knower. Because that is one. We can't say thinker is different from knower, knower is different from thinker, no. The only Atma has these, all these attributes from the standpoint of the functions. they're not different, which means the changelessness of the Atma also can be understood. When the thinking happens, the same Atma placed has the attribute of being the thinker. When seeing happens, same Atma has the state attribute of being the seer. So there's no change. The functions change. Functions change. The functions of the organs are different. But Atma is one and the same. That's what Atmatvam Ekatvam also. That's what is meant, implied by these words Atmatvam and Ekatvam. When you say it is the Swarupam of the eye, the Swarupam of every cognition, so Swarupam of, because anything seen, heard, thought, meant, you know, known, again finally becomes a cognition only. The cognitions pertaining to various objects. Cognition pertaining to the form and color, cognition pertaining to the sound, cognition pertaining to the different object. Now the thought, suppose you say, the sound is heard, form and color, light, etc. seen, but what about pain, emotional pain? What about anger? What about desire? Desire is an object. So, it is internally known. Also, known, internally known object. That's why matihi, also thinking, the thinking also, and knowing. So here the only truth of all cognitions. It is his Atma. Drishter drishta shruteh shruta mater manta vijnater vijnata itihi shrutyantaram. Now, the actual teaching is over. Now what is going to come later on? Now Bhagavad Pada really wants to discuss how, what is Atma according to other people. This is called mananam, okay? You have finished your shravanam. Now for nididhyasam, you have to get ready. Even if you have to be contemplative of what you've understood, you must be 100% doubtlessly clear that this is what Atma is. Why we have to talk about other people's views? There are other people, okay, this jnana karma samuchyavadis. And then we have people of other schools of thought, Nyaya Vaiseshika philosophers. And for them, they have different idea of the Atma. They different, there's a confusion they're thinking. Therefore, Bhagavad Pada wants to discuss others' views of the Atma. So that what we have already understood will be again ascertained doubtlessly. Oh, only Advaiti says Atma is abstract formless consciousness. But Nyaya Vaiseshika says differently. You know, completely different. And even modern scientists have different idea. Modern scientists have different idea. Nyaya Vaiseshika have different idea. So here specifically, there's a particular school of thought known as Bhartruprapanchamatam. So Bhartruprapanchamatam means that a view of a system of philosophy propounded by, when actually the person's, a main person who was really used to argue vehemently, differing from this view. His name was Bhartruprapanchaha. So who was Bhartruprapanchaha and what is his view, etc. We'll see tomorrow. But it'd be nice for you to memorize these words of Bhagavad Pada. Sarva pratyadarshitvecha upajayanana apayavarjitas driksvarupata nityatvam vishuddhasvarupatvam atmatvam nirvisheshata ekatvam cha sarvabhuteshu siddham ekatvam cha sarvabhuteshu siddham bhavet. Okay. Nice. So we'll continue tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Jai Bhyo Namaha Hari Om.